Now the King of Quick is in the building. Want to welcome chat with him, you know. As you know, at the King final night. You know. Now King, step in the ring, sir. Respect King of Quick, man, trust me. Why?
Good evening.
Good night, sir. But you know, Shai?
Where you get them tuna from, Dragon?
No, no. Where you get them tuna from?
We just find them. Just find them in my hard drive.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Are you true? You know?
No.
Did you lost this one? I can't find this one.
No, me have it. Me have it, but me want to know where you get it.
Okay. Well, but music, it floats, you know. Music can go roll around. But anyway, King of Quick. You know, right now, you're not going to feel the same again, you know, King. You know why?
Why? Can I leave?
Why? Yeah, man, because look how long me and I work together. A long time, you know.
True, you know.
So,
you know, every radio station me there, but, oh no, you can't. I need you to bring me for Chris FM.
No.
But City Limit.
Mm.
Wagon.
Your Jam.
And Jam. But another station you bring upon, man.
Wouldn't be sorry. No, wouldn't be sorry.
No. I can't remember.
It could be Chris, but, you know.
Eh?
It could be Chris because I was yeah, it could be there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it could be Chris.
All right.
So, a long time, far where I come from in the world, trust me, far.
How long are you upon this station?
Why, you must be the panelist now about coming up over 7 years.
Oh, 7 years?
Plus, who said that?
Yeah?
Mm.
All right. But yeah, man, me enjoy every minute of it, you know.
Let me say.
Me enjoy the entertaining the public.
Mm.
And because, you know, when we did small, we never have this media.
No.
And we couldn't reach people across the world and them thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But see through the technology thing now, this thing, yeah, you know?
Different thing, yeah, from back in the days, as we are saying.
Yeah, but you see, every presenter, you know, you yourself, Dragon, have a responsibility, you know.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah,
every DJ
on
radio have a responsibility, you know? And I'm just glad to say, well, when me do was acknowledged.
Yeah man, true.
You know?
Mm.
And you as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. But me not gone for good, you know. But I think so me gone for good.
I hope you're not gone, because I hope say well, anything you do, you can return back and come back and hold the next slot again. Because the Monday night, I tell the truth from now, the Monday night we want to keep it going until you come back. I don't know how long we take you, but we want to keep it. We don't want to put no other body in a slot. And so it's like when you off normally, we want to put them the same man them in a hit, same way, and make them run it. So if you take you a year, 2 years, we don't know how long.
Them are going to run it for so long?
Well, there's 3 man who we can call in for actually filling the gap.
All right. We'll do that then, because
we don't want to go get up as well, no, because the Monday night been going on for a while.
Yeah, but I know nothing, but even if me come back, I need another slot with it, I don't.
Yeah, but, yeah, you will, yeah, you will, well, yeah, well, for now, we can't say, well, it's not going to be there until the time coming, but we want to keep the Monday, because the Monday, people used to the Monday night.
Yeah, you know me understand.
And if you can't even drop in for the Monday night, anytime you're ready, you know, you can't come in, because we want to keep it open.
Yeah, all right. Well, me bear that in mind still.
Mm.
Not gonna say it's gonna happen to you, no, Dragon. No, hold me to that, you know.
No, man, but,
but
people only would love to see it happen.
Yeah. Well, all right. From time to time, when we have a moment and them weird still, you know, me give you one call.
Yeah, man.
And we can come in and set a program and them kind of weird still.
Because we know, sir, what me like work with you as well, you're very reliable because me know say by a certain time Errol will come to the door unless him tell me say well him that Germany or him that foreign.
Yeah. Well, you don't know, we build different in it.
We
don't have the mental attitude where.
And a whole part of hours you put in, and me know a whole part of work you put in for the radio. And
yeah.
Me know say.
No, but I mean, no say it like that though, still, you know. I mean, no watch the hours, you know. You understand?
No, but.
Is the enjoyment.
The enjoyment, yeah, me know that, yeah.
You know, true. It's not as if it was a true or fedo.
Me know, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so.
It's all finished, well, you know, you won't be next week and the week after, but. And, you know. And,
we're there tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, yeah, me know that. Tomorrow, the final, but, you know, I'm only just saying.
Yeah.
You're going missing still, you know what I mean? Although you're doing something else, but you will be missing that here on a Monday, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. It can't be helped. It's one of them things can't be helped.
And you remember the midnight mass, and there I come from.
Yeah.
Me normally do the 9 till 12 midnight, and you come in the midnight till what time? 4 o'clock?
Four o'clock.
You remember the night? Yeah, man. Was it 4 o'clock? You finished?
Yeah. 4 o'clock. Sometimes the mall will go on until 6 o'clock, but we couldn't manage that.
Yeah, well, it's hard for you because you have other things for the one.
But Jagan, honestly, me, you know, me give thanks to you.
Yeah, man.
Personally. Because if I name for you, people may tell you one straight, say, if it's not for Jagan, I wouldn't be on the station, you know.
I'm with the bringing still.
And when we come in, you know, I see Sylvester, the boss, you know, I said, look upon that small world. Because I know Sylvester from a long time, you know.
From time back.
Yeah,
right.
From long time. In fact, Sylvester used to give me dub plate of the tune and where him now on release. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look at that. He come in and book up on a man who you know from.
Yeah. You see? Like you come back home in it.
Yeah, man. You like you come. Yeah.
Well, man, you know. Give thanks.
Yeah, man. As we say, the door is always open. It's wide open for you. Anytime, that's like you want to come in and come do a thing. Or, you know, we want to come back.
No, me phone you. The time not done.
No, man. So respect you, sir.
That time not done.
Yeah, man. And you know, so we have to keep in touch here.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
dance have to go on and them things.
Same way.
I mean, look, the other day, we got one pub and miss you.
Well, and this is my regular.
Really?
I just me play every 2 weeks.
Oh, I never know that.
Yeah, man. We did it for about 17 years.
You not tell me that.
Yeah, man. Every time you come up with me, I mention the Manhattan. But you probably never take it in.
Oh. All right. Well, now I know which part to find you, though.
Yeah, man. I listen to the man. I mean, my regular spot, that.
All right. Yeah, man. We'll walk up in the future.
Yeah, man. Do that, man. And keep in touch, you know. Keep in touch. And make up play one more, and then you can come in. Come, you say, are you time winner now?
You want to take over?
No, because
you can take over.
Are you last night in Errol, so we can't do that. Are you last night?
I soon come, people.
Yeah, man, Errol soon come. Let's play my last two massive, man, and make Errol come in. All right, Errol, yeah, man, respect for that. Yes, sir. Respect. Also, my good night to each and everyone. Well, we're going to miss the king, you know, trust me. We gonna miss the king, but what can we do? Anyway, we're gonna leave. We have the king of quick coming in soon. Back here, just coming Sunday, massive. Here's the liberty. Dub says, George Roots, pick up yourself, alright? Rastaman. Easy, Leon. Chant away. Oh, child. Rastaman. Easy, Roots Lion, pick up yourself, Roots Lion. In Mount Zion. And remember, you know, listeners. The earthquake listeners, remember, you know. Although the king is not going to be here. It's going to be either lyrical Neville T, Quancho Keith, right, will be doing that slot. So we are looking for support, see you here. Please, please. And sometimes we might have a guest come in, come to a dub night, like a lyrical, lyrical will be here, but like Liberty, like a guest, you know. Anyway, Master, I won't keep up every time. Bye for now, and back here Sunday, if not next Monday. And Errol gone. Next week should be lyrical in the building next Monday. Bye for now.
From the king.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Walk if not in the council of the ungodly, nor stand if in the way of the sinner, nor sit if in the seat of the scornful. But he delights in the law of the Lord God. Jah, a king earthquake, Rastaman.
I bring shortcake.
That's what we got to give.
I bring shortcake.
Positive. Got to have a good year.
This is original Jimmy Riley for the song called Earthquake. You're listening to the man Errol at microphone stand. Earthquake!
Is a message from the king.
King Earthquake, yeah, he's a man like Errol, yeah. Who goes and tells what I'm bending the nose? Yeah, man, King Earthquake, man, all the King Earthquake coming, a terrible and dreadful amongst Eden. Rastafari.
Yes,
sir,
this is Prince Allah. Well, you ever know, you see, King Earthquake, Errol Arawa, one love country, the man, most like Rastafari. Play the music.
Highly heights. Greetings, and more greetings, and love to each and everyone, you know? And I say greetings in the name of the King of Kings. Yeah, man, it's Jam Radio at its very best tonight, seen? Yes, man, Errol Arawak is here passing through for not second to last time, all right? Second to last time. Donovan, greetings. George Roots, greetings. Dub Sis, greetings. Liberty, greetings. Jack Asound, greetings. Bigger, greetings. Who else the board? Boy, I forgot to go through this, you know. Mafias, greetings. Hold on. Little John, you can hear me? Greetings. Lord God. No, to me, they're from the mic. Okay. Oh, yeah. Karen, how you do, sister? You all right? Roots Lion, Wagwan. Greetings. Welcome. Yeah, man. Leonex. I know what you're saying, my brother. I know. Weird Roots, man, Wagwan. Junior Dread, Wagwan, Soja. Jam Doba in the place, greetings and welcome. Ken, Highly Heights, Soja, Wagwan. Yeah, man, tonight we're going out with a bang, you hear me? All right. And no fauno, I'm going to tell you from now, no fauno, going to leave upset. Yeah? Not the fact, oh, coolie princess there as well. What am coolie princess? Yeah, no fauno going to leave upset. Not because me I leave, you know. Well, yes, because me I leave. But there is another agenda for tonight's program, people. Yeah? So, me quickly, I think I'll get in some music here right now because you see, after there might be no music for a little while. You know? Because some discussion going on, yeah, so, and it might hurt one or two of uno out there. But uno don't take it personal. You hear me? Highly Heights, big man. Greetings. Liberty says, as expected, the shout box is speeding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, so how is everybody feeling? I hope everybody's feeling all right, you know. We're gonna go over the weekend. We're gonna do over the weekend what me never know about. What you gonna get up to? I want to know what you gonna get up to and where you did go and who you gonna listen to. Seen that me want to know, all right? All right, now, you know, Bob Marley sing a song and say, every man thinks of him burden is the heaviest. And me I say, every man thinks of him sound is the heaviest. Yeah?
Lynn, how you do, sister? I never even get time to greet you. How are you? You all right? How's the little man? Where am I going with? Elijah, what go on? D, oh my gosh. How you do, sis? You alright? I'm not going to tell you from now, you know, people, yeah? We're kind of going to divide the crowd tonight, you know. See? Everybody's going to get divided tonight. Which way I'm not going to stand, I don't know, but I don't want no sitting on the fence tonight, all right? Man, come to give thanks and praise unto the Father. You hear me? We keep a one-to-one with the Almighty, you know. See? Yeah, man, at the big Rasta man show this. We're here until 1 o'clock, people, okay? We're Jack a sound in the place. Go on, soldier. Lord, Lord. Steppy. How you do, soldier? Greetings, Aya. Greetings, greetings. Levity says, oh Lord, what more does he have up his sleeve? And nothing really, you know, you hear me? And nothing, but we're just gonna throw a bit of controversial talk in the business, you understand? Yeah. Well, Coley Princess says, what tricks you been up to since we? Oh, you know, so me get up to any tricks, but wait, why do you? Wait, wait. I don't know if you pronounce a name, you know, John W. I could just call it John W. No, tell me if I get it right here. All right. No, disappoint people and make them feel away so we don't pronounce them name right. You know, easy if you write it up the punish out box, you know, but if you talk it, a different thing. Caveman, greetings, Aya. Welcome, welcome. This is my last Monday, people, okay? Driver, greetings.
Thank you.
Okay, we're not going to waste no more time. We're not going to waste no more time. No, I was at a dance date with Dea. You know what we call with Dea? With Dea. It wasn't yesterday or last week, but with Dea. And Yanis, greetings. Welcome. Welcome from Finland. And I was sitting down, nice and take time, upon one soft settee, you see? And I was there with my beloved. And was there with a couple of sound man, seen? And one man come in and decided to upset the program, all right? And this man come off with a talk, which me expect, because me know the gentleman, seen? But the rest of them never expect it. Now, it caused a disturbance, yes? And it rubber wagon, and it caused a ripple of what was a calm sea. And this man, you know, I'll know him a kin him teeth. Seen? So I said to myself, so, well, and somebody just text. Uno need to stop the texting, you know, and company shout box. Hold on. All right. Yeah, give thanks, the texter. But yeah, uno tune in and company shout box. Me go left my phone and lock off it. Seen? Now this man, you know, has decided and say, I'm going to come and upset the hopper. Was calm and nice, you know, and we talking amongst ourselves, you know, and this man come in and draw a card upon the wall away. Alright? And in draw a card, in a way where my beloved couldn't sleep the balance of night when we got a yard. She's making plans. You understand? I'm going to introduce you to this brother here. Hold on. I play one record more. Seen? And just to make you put in another picture, a lot of people will not agree to what is going to be talked. You hear me? You don't agree at all. But some will, because some have that in them. Yeah, leave it in draw a bad card. Coolie princess say my troublemaker. Yeah. Well, me would have said so. Alright? And me would talk it to him face. Now, I have him here in the studio. And he's going to come and talk in a little while. So, all who is recording, you better push the record button yeah, from now. Okay? So you can get it from the start. Seen? Alright. Now I'm going to. When we go play? We have one record line up, you know. Anyway, you know what? Just play it. Play record, any. And I want everybody here where him say, and you can ask as much question as you want. You hear me? Scrutinize him. So no go and go get a cup of tea from now quick. Greetings, beloved.
their tune. We had double trouble. Wagwan, Lord God, what happened to you? Can't see you again, eh, Dada? Hey, Peter, how you do? Lord. Yeah, it's my last Monday, people. And we're going out in fine style, yeah? Well, Leon said, truly having a hard time with this, Errol. I have looked forward to Mondays a long time. Hold on, he gone. Oh, I truly wish that I all the best forward. You are an inspiration in a cold world, selfishly. I want to keep you forevermore, Aya. I'm sad. Yeah, well, you know, my brother, you're not done, you know, so nothing say, I just saw, you know. Bretta Blow, yeah? Yeah, well, yeah, well, I'm not playing part two. I'm leaving that alone, all right? No, I don't know what this man's first words is going to be, you know, but yeah, well, I'm going to call him in here right now, yeah? And I don't know how it going go, but me go tell you no from now, me not too pleased with him. You hear me? But hear the thing, we no want a bad word fly. That's the only thing, all right? Come in, sir. Introduce yourself. Introduce your sound system.
Yes, man. Greetings, each and every one. Errol, respect my brother. Yes, man. People, Gavin is the name.
Gosso.
All right. From outer government, Preston sound. Toughest sound. Yeah, them don't like to hear that. But I saw the thing set, seen? So we just here to no, just talk about...
Hold on. Before we go any further, you just used a word a while ago, say it's the toughest sound.
Definitely.
Who give you that title?
The title is where the title can't be reached by no sound up there, sir.
Upper Preston?
Upper the north.
All right, let me ask you. How much sound up there, sir, now?
I don't know. A bag of sound. Wally pa sound. Enough sound up there,
sir. Upper Preston?
Not just Preston. Me talk about the north.
Okay.
Manchester in that, Leeds in that, others feeling that, all of the sound them in of them quarters there. And that we are talking about.
All right. Might we just get some background?
Yes.
Before we start.
All right.
Yeah? You name Gavin?
Correct.
You're the leader for the sound?
No, well, not the leader, but...
The headman?
The mouthpiece that can talk.
Well, we can vouch for that.
Yes.
Because he mouth big, and me I go tell him to him face, your mouth big. But, so...
Never talk no lie. Me mouth big, but it never preach no lie. Never. Never. My mommy and my daddy, they grow me to say, don't know, can't come up, sir. It never preach no lie.
Who and who else in the sound?
Well, we have the selector, Fatneck. We have Gregor, the operator. You have Daddy G, him had a member of the sound as well. And you got Big Phil, and him is a member of the sound as well. And you got myself. Them call me England G, a.k.a. Gavin.
So a 6 hour now?
A 5 away.
Me just count 6 a while ago.
No, I'm a 5 away.
Well, you just said a while ago. You? who again? England G? No, you are England G?
That's right.
Oh, that's how we get
that. That's right.
All right. No. No. You're born in Preston?
No, born in London.
You grew in London then?
Yes.
From here a little bit?
That's where it's own business for me to start, London.
Okay, hold on a minute. So you did have a sound back in the day?
Well, I was a part of many sounds back in the day in London.
So you was part of a crew?
That, yes.
So the five man's own, you know, was part of them crew too?
Yeah, and the man them that we grew up with, grew and bound with, in the sound now, in government.
So the whole of them live in London?
Yes.
And the whole of them move to Preston?
No, some still in London. The sound is a mover sound.
Okay. All right. So half of the sound crew are London.
That's
and
right.
half are Preston.
That's right.
So every time when we play at Preston, the London crew come
down. And vice
and
versa.
And versa vice.
Yes.
All right.
So we've been doing this thing many years. So we see a lot of the masquerading. So the thing's right. set from there. It's set from there.
So when did you build Government Sound?
It did start 2008. Just a small sound, you know. Just a local party thing.
What you call party thing?
Party thing, a thing that believe it can make noise, but it can't make no noise.
Okay. So, now. Who are the financing of this sound? You?
No, man. All of we.
So the whole land are put together?
Together, that's right.
All right. And now, you finished building the sound?
The sound complete.
So that means you're not going to put no more upon it?
It don't need no more now.
It don't need no more?
Only thing it need a more dub plate.
All right. So now, when did you start build sound? From London?
From London. Well, I would say the first sound I was in was when I was 14, you know, in a school. It's school building sound. It's school in the technical class. So we build the sound. The sound was called Circuit One. Look, a 14-year-old boy, they were playing sound in a war.
Circuit One,
back in 82, 83.
Okay.
That is where the first feel for sound is start.
Which part of London?
South London, Brixton.
Okay. All right. So, when you grew up against mans like who?
We grew up against a bigger sound, Stereograph, them, Dread Diamonds, Aishamala, Wappy King, them type of sound, them. Coxon, them type of sound.
Okay. All right. Una did ever play any of them?
We did play Stereograph has Picnic one time. Brockwell Park. Joke thing that.
What do you mean? Describe it, man.
Because we come with we look a party sound. You know, Picnic. Because we are youngster, you know, and them a big man still and them come with them 4 fierce backs. Never forget the 4 fierce 4 18s, Goodmans. 4 18 Goodmans. And I look at Twitter, the screw on the side of the box.
Seen.
And I tell you what, no matter what we was doing, them were just slapping we from left to right. And say, look, boys, grow up before you come into the big man business. That is where we did learn sound from.
That was what year?
82, 83. So that's where we did learn sound from.
So that's your first beating, yes, sir?
Well, that is the first schooling, yes, it's a school.
Yeah, okay, beating me, Carly.
Well, that's a good word still, you know.
All right.
And then some sound man, them get very upset with the word beating, so I try and use schooling. But, yeah, I don't mind the word. I like the word still because that is the true words of the culture, is beating. You get a beating and then you grow and you learn from that beating.
So, all right, now, you see when you get beaten, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'll even know when you get beaten.
Not now. It would can really happen now. And not with the sound that we have now.
Not with the sound that you have now?
No.
All right, okay. So now, how me understand it, yeah?
Yes.
You're coming.
Yes.
With a vengeance.
Correct. With a big vengeance. Because as we growing and we seeing this thing, you know, this thing is moving away from the original way that the sound thing is set. So the newcomers who's coming into it is seen not the right way. That's my opinion, is not the right way. And then you got certain what we call masqueraders. So certain sound man, it could be long time sound man still, you know, or new sound man who is moving the agenda to just please them, you understand? So that's what we see over the years. Many years, but they're not just like, no, you know. So it's over the years you see how certain sound of flex and I push out certain sounds and because it to please their pockets when a business wasn't supposed to be like that. So is them type of thing that we see and we say, no, it's not right.
All right, hold on a minute. When we did young, you see, mm-hmm. and we are play a sound.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the day, I mean, we talk it in front of my people already.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
when we are play a sound back in the day, it turned out into a competition or a clash.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not say that it's was created as a clash, you know. That's it was right. An unwritten law.
That's it, correct.
It was an unwritten rule.
That's right.
You understand?
That's
right. And that's every right. sound used to add was to adhere to that.
Of course.
Okay, no. What you think gone wrong in the dance them now?
All right.
You see. Because look. Mm-hmm. Before, back in the day, dance used to fall.
Yes.
And every strike almighty smaddy was there.
Yes.
Now we keep roots dance at England.
Yes.
It empty.
Uh-huh.
What gone wrong?
Well, there's a lot of factors gone wrong, but the biggest factor, now here's the biggest factor, you know. You have some sound who would profess say that them is sound. So them professing that them is sound, you know, and them is playing each another. Now, them is in a session and them not giving the people them upliftment. My type of upliftment, right? My type is a bit more militant. So them the people them is bored, which in my eyes it don't make no sense. You have two or three sound in one auditorium and them now rise the people them just go along with them thing. You might as well go and play on your own. That's where you could get more respect, you know, when you play upon your own. So we give full accolades to Jah Shaka, because him now can see certain things. Him probably did see what I see, and him see certain things and say, I go play upon him own. Now we play and we own sometimes.
So, all right. So, you know, mine, a man play by himself.
That's all right. That's good, because...
But you know, want two sound play together?
No. It's not that I don't want two sound. It's if two sound is playing together, them should give the people them some local movement. Don't.
In terms of what?
Because when you go on the two or three sound, right? And first of all, you know, them would talk a bag of talk on the road to my sound, this and my sound, that, you know, my sound tough sound and my sound boy and my sound strongest sound. But then, you know, they down, them would play like... I don't, boy, them a player, it's boring. Them is boring up
use
the people.
Use the word where you use to me, man.
Them a play a party. It's like them a play. Like them playing in them living room. And the people them can do that in them own yard. And can relax in them own yard and play music. When them come to sound dance where man profess him got tough speaker box and tough amps. Show it, show that. And this is the thing that upsets sound man when I tell them, you've timber pile big, but it now do nothing. You're not rising the people them with it.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So now, if two sound are play somewhere...
Yes.
You now go?
I will go to just see... What a go on, because it can come good, you know, it can come good. Certain sounds got a good aura around them, certain sounds. So them can make sure that the thing stay good. Some sounds, no, them should just stick with playing upon them own and just forget about playing with another sound. Just forget it.
All right, listen to this now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Man's spend grands upon sound.
All it.
Right. Don't you think them have the choice to play how them want to play, rather than have to play how you want them to play? Yeah,
that is not a problem, you know. Man can play any how them want, but the problem started when them balling said them have tough sound. So you would expect, well, if you have tough sound, why don't you prove it to the people, them, if you sound tough? You say you have tough sound, you spend money on your tough sound, big amplifier, designer bass box. You should prove to the people them that your sound is tough. So if another tough sound tell you, yo, let's come and gather, give the people them a gathering of some militancy, why you run like Usain Bolt for? You need to stop, give the people false information and just leave it as that. If you're so not ready for battle, don't run off like say hit ready. Don't run off like say you can manage anything.
Bush, greetings Bush. Just ask a question. Gavin, do you think say your sound will rise up the people then?
My sound is the greatest sound to rise the people them in this Gideon. Now let me tell you why. You see the people them is suppressed, you know. Them don't know it yet. You understand? All them are do a work to live. You understand? Working to live. It's not right. The people them need some backbone. Them spine must be tough so that them can rise themselves and rise them family. No, you go in a dance and a pure, nothing wrong with the peace and love, you know. But sometimes this is where the masqueraders, they teeth in that. Them is teeth in that peace and love. Them is teeth in it. And them I spin it round and I lick you in your face with it. Because His Majesty said peace and love. So we come to government. Yes, we have the peace and love. We can do any type of that. But at the same time, we're militant. So if a masquerading sound wants to say, well, we are do this and that to the people, them should stay away from government. You don't have to come and be a government.
Let's cut to the chase, Gavin. What do you think of King Earthquake sound? Because me need to go on my bed.
Right. That is a very good question, D. Now, let me tell you something. I did tell Errol before. I'm going to tell all of you. No. King Earthquake need to come back with King Earthquake sound. That is the only sound and this planet that can put government in government place if some boys want government to be put into a place. Because there's no other sound that is a threat right now to government. So we always tell King, bring back the sound. That was the that for me of no sound, best sound. That for me was the best. That's where they spend most of my money going to that dance there, King Earthquake. Best sound for me.
So that means to say, all right then, you can't talk any sound then. If that you talk, you can't talk any sound. The word any sound should not come out of your mouth.
Any sound in what way?
All right. Warm to the other sound then. There's other sounds. Warm to Coxon.
Coxon a good sound, yeah. But then man, they have them one category. We have to categorize sound, because not sound, there's no sound that is in the same category. We have to get that straight. Some sound man don't like that talk. Them feel that all his sound them is in the same category, but it not. You have levels. There's levels of sound. There's levels of sound. And then we all must appreciate that.
All right. Levels of sound.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So really, you talk about class 1 and class 2 and class 3 sound. And that where you put Coxon?
Coxon in him dancehall movement, class 1. Him is there, so with...
No, all right. Whoa. How you class your sound?
Class 1. Ooh, me not class it, class 2. What class 1?
Class 1. And Cox in a class 1 you said a while ago?
In category, because we have categories, you know. And we are talking about dub sound now. Dub sound, government, is class 1. That's what I'm talking about.
So who, all right then?
Who is class 2?
No. Later on, we come to that. Me want to know who then are your class.
Right now?
Yes.
Boy, right now, I see. Well, I just to proclaim, say, King Earthquake is not there no more. So, we have a problem because we know so many sounds is a bit apprehensive about playing government because them know so that we bass heavy. And them don't want to be... If them play a horse, them don't really want to be second fiddle. So we have a problem right now in trying to...
You mean, where I say sound free to play, yeah?
Definitely, of course.
Like who? What you Michael. Mean? So, sound afraid to play you?
Like who?
But me not see you play out more often, more than anybody else.
Like who?
All right.
Why?
All right. Where do you, yeah?
Yes.
When we're there in the lounge department.
Okay, yes.
Of the two sound that are playing at the hall.
Yes.
One name Ital Bosra.
Yes.
One name, wait another one in name again.
King
Dread.
Yes.
Yeah? You go in at the hall, don't?
Yes.
And you go listen.
Yes.
Verdict, the sound them for me.
Party sound, party, that good, very good party sound them. Very good for the people them to enjoy them drink and them talk. And that's it. Them is not militant to rise the people them in a militant capacity.
But all right, why do you think so that the people them
need
want
to rise
militancy? Why?
Because you can see in the situations like the dances them, the people them isn't coming to what is proclaimed as party gathering because certain songs not bringing the energy that the people them need to say, well, yeah, man, we went to a good dance tonight then, and yeah, man, everything nice about that dance and blah, 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 you know?
Jam Dubba say, it sound like you're touring for work.
Everybody I look work, but let me just tell you one thing now. You got to have a whole heap of sound, man, who have enough talk and we know this because we've been in sound. I've been in sound about 30 odd years, you know, and I've got the least experience in government, the least. But we know all the local. We know all of the local snipes. Get that all the time. If the song was a soft song, we wouldn't get no snipes. But as you know, Errol, playing a very tough song. The other sound them don't like that because you're tougher than them. And as you said, them spend them money, good money as well. And design a box and design a speaker and expensive amplifier, but it now make it against certain sound that don't set up like them. You understand?
Yeah, all right. Then you not spend money too?
Of course.
So really, how may I look on this now? A clash you want?
Well, you see, that word clash, people see that word clash as everybody got a different opinion of clash, yeah? Let me tell you something. You have some clash what them call Red Bull. So the Red Bull clash, it masquerade a sound, them run to the Red Bull clash, because it's not really a clash, it's something to jump up and make now. But if you say clash, no, not that Red Bull type of clash. If we say sound clash with sound from different area, it's a different talk. Them don't run that quick, you know. Them run the other way. As I said, them run the other way like Usain Bolt. Them quicker to run. them quicker to run into Red Bull.
All right, look.
And say, them quicker to run into Red Bull and say that them a player clash. But as you can see, them is running from the truth. And no problem in that, because if them get a little money to play them sound, not a problem. That's what them do. But in the same sense, if you're saying that you use a sound, a real sound, you're supposed to give the people them as well some real sound works.
All right. Now, all of this, how may I look upon all of this, is that this is only your opinion.
Only mine, yes, only mine.
So what make you think say you right? You say you are the best sound out there.
In the north, you mean?
Well, only in the north, okay.
Ah, yeah.
So now, that means to say if
I tell them man there already, I tell all of them sound there already that, look, we have to travel a minimum of 100 miles south if we get any type of competition.
So there is sound that you fear then?
No, I said we have to go 100 miles south.
Yeah.
To get any type of competition. Up where we is, there's none there.
None at all.
No.
Yeah, we do, because me no know. I mean, me only know Irish and stepper up them side there.
Yes.
Who else they up there?
There are plenty of sounds up there. You have...
Operation.
Party sound that.
You play Operation with the area?
Yes.
In your opinion, your words, how did that go?
Well, that is a very good party sound, and him did run up into something that him wasn't ready for. Him did run up into something that he was not ready for, because him never did expect, say, the sound was tough. Never expect that, because him ideology of sound, him feel, say, him sound was the toughest. So him never expect what government did give him. Now, we call it a discipline, you know, like when your mother and your father discipline you. We discipline him and make him know, no, not with this your sound, yeah.
All right. And what about my bridging them?
Who that?
Freedom.
Freedom. Them is a party. Well, them is a long time song, but not in the category of militancy. No.
So then can't manage you?
No.
Then can't manage you?
No.
Gavin?
Trust me.
Y'all say them can't manage you?
Not government.
Freedom of my sound, you know.
Yeah, me know.
Oh, you know.
But
and y'all say them can't manage you?
Not in that capacity. Not in the capacity of militancy, no.
So who else up them side there?
Well, you have...
What? Yeah, go on.
What? Woven which side now? Manchester?
No, because you say up them side there, are you rule?
Yes.
Yeah? You're the...
Toughest.
Yeah, you're the toughest up there, so undisputed, and everybody afraid of you,
yes.
And nobody can play you.
That's right.
All right. Who else did it?
Who else did it? There's a lot of songs, but them is not in the league of what we talking about.
Yeah, you but know? You know them? Do you know?
Yes, it? Yes.
Because
yes.
Me only hear you talk about, who you talk about? Operation. Me hear you talk about Operation.
Well, we are talking about the so-called biggest of the biggest then, right?
Okay.
Right. So though, if it was Operation, supposed to be a big sound, you know, not a party sound, supposed to be big. And then you have Megatone, but them is not really a root sound. Then you have Irishan, but Irishan not going to get into no battle. I'm not going to do that, because it's not fearing him, really. He's not fearing him.
What do you mean he's not fearing him?
It's not because him is in him twilight time now, and him to take a beating now, it would not, serious thing, you know.
So you're saying that if you would have given him a beating?
If it was a wild dance, yes, it would be a beating. It would be a straight beating. It wouldn't be no maybes. It would be, you know, if you play a song.
Well, me know Mark.
Yes.
Me know Mark's sound.
Yes.
Me know you and me know your sound.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What make you think say your sound better than Mark's sound?
Well, it's just the confidence. Freeway sound is a very simple sound, as you know. Very simple.
Paulus and Egos Dub Warrior. What I'm
talking about? Oh, very good sound. Yes. Boom. Yes, man. Risp. Yes. All right. Sorry, we missed them out. Leeds. That is the sound that I would say, no, me I hold myself say, that sound there is another sound that get the accolades of the ice from me, Negus Dub Warrior. Why? Because them as well is not afraid to play a sound the original way.
You mean Clash?
No, well, you are say Clash, but if
competition. The people them,
yes, competition way. A competition way. Not a way when a man a work competition, but not telling people it's a competition, you know. That is a masquerade sound, and that is what I mean. Negus Dub Warrior is not that sound there.
Is so a how sound. Come you not play them then? How come you have left from?
We have played them. We have played them.
Really?
Yes.
And
Preston, nice dance it was. A nice dance.
And that me want to hear from you. Me want to hear your verdict on who was the number one sound for the night.
Well, it's government. was the number one song on that night. Defa.
Yeah, but you would say that.
I think it was Negus in Desa Cosmic from Manchester.
Oh, so it wasn't just Situano?
No, okay. But a tree sound thing, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as according to you...
You mean with Weightline? With Weightline?
Weightline and music, because back in the day...
You see, music now, and then as you say, music, we like that word there, music, you know, because music is very subjective, you know. Some people like some type of music and some people don't like some, you know, so it is subjective. So we don't really get into that. We get into the facts. And the facts is we build the sound to be heavy. We never build it to be light. As in bass line.
But that's weird. Your opinion, so you're heavy?
Yes.
Bush said, I was at the dance when you play Operation and yeah. Operation make you look silly.
Well.
What is your verdict on that now?
Well, you see, Bush got a sound as well that is like Operation, and both of them is in the same category as party sounds. So party sounds will stick up for party sounds. You have to. You can't stick up for militant sound because it will make your sound. Yeah. Yes. No. Serious.
Bush. Serious. Him say you have to stick up for Operation because Operation a party sound too.
Like Ital Bozra, them a party sound, them can't stand in no militancy. Well, not against us. You know what, I've been saying it wrong. Them can stand, and sounds can stand in militancy against them one another. But government wasn't built like that. Government was built as a tough sound. So, our song was built like, leave them with them one another, but when you're ready to change your gears... Government, you can call upon we, and we will never say no, because we know what the person say no, you know.
All right. No. Me need you to go through your sound system. Since as you tell everybody, say, your sound are the toughest sound, and this, that, and
very simple sound as well, you know.
Really? Very yeah, simple
very
sound.
Very simple sound.
Right. No.
Very simple.
The biggest talk when we always are here.
Yes.
Yeah, is that when a sound bring one stacker box,
yes,
and you bring one stacker box,
yes,
you seem to have twice as much speaker.
Yes, speaker.
Because a double box you use,
right,
and you use more bass box than the sound. What is your outlook on that?
Well, you see, we have a talk in our camp, you know. Well, it's a sound man talk. And, you know, so we is all delusional in we delusions. You understand? You know, let me just explain. If that sound they come with them stacker box, we call it timber pile. Them have two different bass box in them timber pile, you know. Two different bass box to play a bass, to get bass. It might be six box or 8 bucks in them timber pile. And then begrudge government that our DIY double box. DIY now, you know, non-designer. DIY double box. Can manage anything where them come with. And them are come with two.
Whoa. What do you mean? Explain the designer thing.
Yeah, because man, them spend money, ain't it? Good money on them box. Them good man with, you know, a good arm box with a good speaker. I don't know, £700 a box, and then you're a player, you had a bass box on top of doors, it might cost you another £700. So, holy pa money that, you know, holy pa money that. And then here we come now, we look at DIY, saw with hand box, screw up together and pay thump box. Them not like that.
Who Billy Box, you?
No.
The man them in your camp?
Well, we had a part because we just write down the dimensions and the woodwork, man just cut it up and screw it up and we just paint it and screw in speaker.
So then why you think say that that you're the only one with Bill Box? There's other man's Bill Box, you know. Why you
yeah,
think
I mean, that? I mean that is what I mean about the changing of the game, you know. Back in the days, no, so let's just go on back to the days. back in the days when we was growing in song, we were billing bucks, right? So now, what I call masqueraders, them come into the game. No problem still with that, you know. Them come into the game and them take money to buy back to, because somebody proclaimed that that box is the be-all and end-all of box. Right. So them put their money into that philosophy. Said so that box there saw the be-all and end-all of box. Them only get a problem when them play government, you know. They're not going to get a problem when them play any other sound, because that box there is going to do what it say. It's only... And when we say only, it's only when you come and play government.
Yeah, but look, all right. There, all right, let's look on it logically.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You go buy an 18-inch speaker.
Right.
And another sound go buy an 18-inch speaker.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Then put it in a feeding box.
Yes.
And you put in a feeder box.
Yes.
Your one in a feeder box.
Two. In a double box we have. Double box is all we have.
But another, let me just say a while ago. All
right, yes. Yeah,
let me
right,
ask, yes. Say one.
Right.
Them build for them box and yeah. You build for your box.
Yes, yeah? Yes, yes, yes.
And you feel, say, for your box can outperform for them box.
Not box, you know, sound. Sound. We not talk about box. Box thing a party business, sound boy, stroking beard thing. We not in that. We not sound. A sound machine is the sound, the complete sound against any sound. We now talk about one box, we now talk about a tweeter or a mid-range box or a bass box. We talk about the complete sound.
You see, because all right, yes. All right. There's no rule to it.
Yeah.
You understand?
There's no rule. No.
At the end of the day, and make up the rules them as we go along to fit the environment.
Correct. All right.
Right? Back in the day, it was a different thing because we'd have the freedom to do what we want to do.
Yes.
Now we get restricted by venue and size and noise issues and all of them things.
Of course.
You understand me?
Yes.
But it seemed like you are fighting against playing by the rules. You want to bring where you want to bring.
No.
And another man must bring according to the rules.
No. All right. No. We don't see no rules. When you play in a sound, as a professional sound, you're supposed to go into the auditorium where you're playing and you assess what artillery or equipment from your camp you need for that size of auditorium. You understand? So you're supposed to bring it and come. If you need one box, you bring one. If you need 20, you bring 20. Well, who's this rule sticking? What, some local party boy, sound boy mentality? Some local boy who have sound in them living room and said that them have big sound and them want arena sound to step down to them level? That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense whatsoever. It don't... That type of thing there, this is what I mean about categories of sound. If you have a local party sound, why are you making noise on the arena general? It really don't make no sense. I can't see sense in that.
Yeah, but all right. And somebody named True Talk, yeah?
Yes.
Say, him no bill him own a box, yet him cost sound which build their own box. Not everyone buy box from other links
in the sound system business. All right, well, him got a point. I mean, but our box, what I mean by DIY box is that we never, is not a design where come from speaker plans or them type of thing. There is a thing where we say, well, we want we box to fit into this space, so we start to cut up wood to fit a two speaker that we had before.
Okay.
So once we did get the two speaker, we put it in the box, and then we did play the box, then we had to rejig the box. And from we did get that dimension, then we did give it to the carpenter. One boy with that, we know him, just, he makes stairs. He actually makes stairs. So he don't know about box. Where we just say, look, this panel, that panel, and blah, blah, blah. Because it's a simple box. It's a reflex box. There's nothing to a box.
All right.
The real Levitis, and the real question is, why did Errol choose to expose Gavin on him show tonight? Well played, Errol. Go out to the final punch after the clash. Yeah. Hold on. Cause the short box are moving, you know, and we now get to read it, you know. So how may I understand it now? Yeah?
Yeah.
When you go a dance hall,
yes,
you have a given space. Another man have a given space.
That's it.
And whatever him put in there.
Him put in there, sir. Yes, that's course.
So long as you don't come over the given
that's
space.
That's what I'm saying. But then that's how sound is, right? Or do I got that wrong?
No, it used to be like that.
Oh, so somebody change it and never tell me.
Well, here, what? May I tell you now then? Lord. Yeah.
You see, what it is, you know, sound is sound game, as we all know, all sound man know.
Wagwan Makaya, greetings. Husam Wagwan.
Look. But then, all sound man, as you know, because you're doing the sound thing as well, long time, you know, is ego driven. Government as well, we have ego as well, you know.
Right.
So all sound man got egos, and you don't, when your egos get a little bit crushed, you get a look a bit upset. You understand? So you would always belittle another sound that did crush your ego, or another sound man who did crush your ego. That's just a part of the game. It's a part of the game that we all really must upset.
So you there in a dance now?
Yes.
Yeah. And a sound a chucks it upon you.
Government sound, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
A chucks it upon you.
Yes.
Right. What it is in your eyes that determine
direct competition? Some would say it's not, but them is misleading the people. We playing out on Saturday now. Yes, and we're playing by ourselves. So no competition.
Why? Because nobody know how to play you.
What is
so? Hello. Huh? Who this? What God? Go on, talk to the people. Eh? No, me tell you if you go. Let's
play a dub player.
Yeah. Me away, I say. But put it up on the shout box, man. Put it up on the shout box.
One of we favorite dub player now.
This is one of your
favorite one in so the dub box.
Where I say? Hold on.